Cause God works come to pass.
Je vous dis, à partir de tout de suite et maintenant, c'est hommage à Marcus Garvey, Burning Spear, une fois, deux fois, please.
Marcus Garvey's come to pass. Marcus Garvey.
Garvey. On va revenir rapidement en hommage donc à Marcus Garvey et on va revenir un petit peu sur son histoire avant de continuer avec une compilation d'extraits de discours de Marcus Garvey, une petite compilation que je vous ai faite là pour cette émission, une compilation tirée de différents discours et qui reflète un petit peu la manière de penser de Marcus Garvey. So Marcus Garvey, il est né le 17 août 1887 en Jamaïque à St. Anne's Bay et il est mort à Londres en 1940. Alors il est reconnu par la communauté internationale et ça sans discrimination de race ni de couleur. Il est reconnu comme un des principaux orateurs et un des principaux leaders du XXe siècle. C'est lui qui va mener l'émancipation des Noirs au début du XXe siècle en arrivant aux États-Unis en 1916 où il s'installe et où dès l'année suivante il fonde une fondation aux États-Unis qui va aider les Noirs à s'émanciper. C'est United Negro Improvement Association, plus connue sous le nom de UNIA, et qui donc prend forme dès 1917 sous l'initiative de Marcus Garvey. À partir de là, très vite, il va rencontrer les différents mouvements qui ont lieu aux États-Unis pour l'émancipation des Noirs. Et je vous rappelle qu'à cette époque, on est juste après l'esclavage et que la condition des Noirs n'a pas changé en vérité dans les faits. Donc à partir de là, il va développer une théorie, celle du panafricanisme. Et il va très vite militer pour le retour aux sources de tous les Africains exportés en Amérique et de par le monde. Le retour aux sources et le retour vers l'Afrique, la terre-mère. C'est lui qui va donc initier le mouvement de rapatriement. Et il va fonder dès 1919 la Black Star Liner, qui sera donc une compagnie de bateaux spécialement conçue pour tous les Noirs africains exportés aux États-Unis qui souhaitaient à l'époque se rapatrier en Afrique. Black Star Liner, petit détail, c'est en comparaison directe avec la grande compagnie de l'époque américaine, la White Star Liner, qui a créé le fameux bateau que vous connaissez tous, le Titanic, qui a fini comme vous savez. So, la Black Star Liner, c'est la compagnie de Marcus Garvey. Et voilà, à partir de ce mouvement panafricanisme, l'éveil des consciences va rapidement se diffuser dans la communauté noire, grâce notamment à ses talents d'orateur. Et voilà, pour avoir un petit aperçu, je vous ai compilé une série d'extraits de discours de Marcus Garvey. Alors c'est en anglais dans le texte, en original, pour bien que vous ressentiez la vibe. J'espère que vous comprenez l'anglais. En tout cas, moi je sais que j'ai écouté déjà les extraits et qu'à chaque fois que je les réécoute, ça me donne les mêmes frissons. So, tribute to Marcus Garvey, Pan-the-cultural vibes, Marcus Garvey himself.
Section of humanity, he occupies a position in a world at the present time most unfavorable and most uncomfortable. The black people are subjects of ostracism. Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. If we leave America and go over to the east of Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life, so that you will be abundantly blessed. The early Africans were able to be the fathers of our civilization because they persevered in their object. When we hear the civilization of the Alexandrias, of the Timbuktus, the creation of the black man in the early ages, do we realize that the civilization we now enjoy was handed down to the present century? But the black man went back to sleep and is still sleeping. We are trying to awaken you to the true consciousness of yourselves. Do young black men, you young black women, may we not appeal to you knowing you as we do to turn over a new leaf, rejecting the ignorance, the foolishness, the childishness that has been your part for these many years. We have looked into your faces, you growing manhood, the rising generation, and no serious thought can we see registered on your countenance but the thought of vulgarity. I've been in your presence and my heart bleeds for you, the conduct you reflect. I've listened to your dirty language used to express yourselves when you could have expressed yourselves in good form. Can I appeal to the black manhood to turn over a new leaf? I'm ashamed of my black manhood, and what I've said to the black man, I also said to the black women. Your conduct is disgraceful. Young women whose personality spells respectability, at the least provocation, the filthy words they utter would almost make you turn and run away from them. A race that cannot conduct itself any better than that is bound to go down in defeat, is bound to go down in death, in hell, and in degradation. Your conduct is going to destroy you. You're driving your best friends away from you. Men will not respect you because you do not respect yourself. As I come in contact with my race from both a financial and social point of view, I realize how weak we are in the essentials that make for success. You are your worst enemy. The black man goes into business and tries to do the right thing. But what do we find? He gets no support from his fellow man. They lie on him, they rob him. And the next thing you hear, he's out of business, pulled down by you, his brothers. Have no faith and are dishonest to each other. There is no love for the man in black. See how we are struggling as strangers in a foreign clime. Struggling in America, in Europe, in Asia, and in Africa, where men look upon us not with love. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without the written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together. If need be, die together. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours? Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. This faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. You must acquire an understanding of yourselves. Look around you. See the smiling pictures of nature, the beautiful hedges, the wonderful mountains, the wonderful vegetation all around. But because of your disposition to each other, you live in suffering, in want, in penury, and in debt. You lack the gentle touch of nature, love for each other, you hate yourselves. Black men, and what is wrong with you? Why have you no affection for yourselves? Could I hope to see you living among yourselves as the people I've spoken of? Living in charity, love, and in sympathy with each other? It can be done. I wonder if you will adapt that course. Isn't it easier to enjoy prosperity than to live in ignorance and darkness? Why select the worst out of nature? Nature never gave pain, suffering, and death to the world. It was man himself who selected death, pain, and sorrow. I wonder if I cannot inspire you to select between good and evil. Let me impress upon you once again that whatsoever your hardships may be, whatsoever your difficulties in life, they are your own selection. And so if you encourage them, if you husband them and take them to your bosom, they will abide with you. Nature will not take them away from you as Mother Nature did not give them to you. She is not responsible for your sorrows. Mother Nature represents all that is beautiful. She gave you the highest personality in the realm divine. Your sorrows are your own. If you want joy, if you want sunshine, it is before you abundantly in nature. I made a selection of sunshine, the beautiful sunshine. I made a selection to laugh with the moon, to laugh with the stars, and sing with the birds of the forest and of the wilderness, to join in the rhythmic music of the winds that sing from east to west and from north to south. Had I selected sorrow, I would have been dead a long time ago and been without that which would send me into the presence of the divine, because I would have lived not with the knowledge that is divine. I'm only here and not in the gutters and in the pond of despair because I use my intelligence. And I swear that no man alive shall ever use his intelligence in understanding the works of nature more than I. I shall rise as high as he ascends. I shall meet him on the same platform of mental equality and fight him till thy kingdom come, because nature created us equal. I want you to make up your minds as I made up my mind years ago. Make up your mind that you will rise to the knowledge of your soul. Because of your ignorance, you cannot understand and decide between good and evil. You don't know whether you're doing right or wrong. With a greater knowledge of life, you're able to appreciate all things around you. I'm able to gather you here because I understand you. Understand your neighbor, your wife, your children, and you will be able to live in harmony with each other and get the best out of life.
Hey. Hommage à Marcus Garvey sur Cultural Vibes. J'espère que vous avez compris, vous avez vu, c'est un petit peu long. Ça compilait différents discours de Marcus Garvey. All about the black man history. Black Man History Month Celebration, tribute to Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey sur Cultural Vibes, c'est pas tout à fait fini. On va revenir cette fois-ci en musique avec différents morceaux dédicacés en hommage à Marcus Garvey. On commence, avant de continuer sur le route, avec une production plus digitale qui combine Big Youth and Half Pine. Marcus did warn them, you can't deny.
From the four ends of the earth until South Africa, old land, Baba. Oh, Marcus Garvey did a warning. Marcus Garvey did a telling. Then Marcus Garvey did a warning. Then Marcus Garvey did a telling.
He said, rise up in mighty rage. Stand tall and look them in the face. Life may be rough and tough, but my black man, you can't give up. No.
Marcus Garvey did a warn them. When Marcus Garvey did a tell them. Oh. Marcus Garvey did a warn them. When Marcus Garvey did a tell them. See that who can hear must feel. See that who can hear by feel it. See that who can hear must feel. And who can hear must feel. I said I never know themselves, but send them back against the wall, and some will rise and some will fall. Them will never know them. Said I would have been here must be. And I would have been here by feelings. Said I would have been here must be. And I would have been here by feelings. Oh, Marcus Garvey did a warn them. When Marcus Garvey did a tell them. Say Marcus Garvey did a warn them. Warn them. Marcus Garvey did a tell them what he said. I'm gonna leave them not. They're licking all of them, but just a run of them out. Gonna tell them all the truth because we want no lie. Tell them all the truth because we want no lie. And the thing about the thing that Mr. Marcus said, they never, never know us, say we never forget.
God into life, tribulation, I'm only seeking for salvation.
So you say, Marcus Garvey did a warn them. Well, Marcus Garvey did a tell them. Warn them, Marcus Garvey did a warn them. Watching the children, Marcus Garvey was
to tell them. And if they see what you know and all they see you so, I show you some of the what the thing you so. One to others is you that they do the things you want them do. To you it's how until it's too far away. Mother's got it in a one them. Wow, mother's got it in a shit. It's a one. Mother's got it in a one them.
Yes, Marcus Garvey, did I want them? Et vous pourrez pas dire que vous avez pas entendu. Marcus Garvey, rest in peace.
Respect is due to you, respect is due to me. One for you and one for me, and so shall it be.
On va lui rendre hommage encore une fois. Cette fois-ci, in a different style. Back on your roots. Avec Johnny Clarky. On revient production King Tubby. All about poor Marcus. Johnny Clark, different style.
Back away, I'm out of motion. So Marcus Gabby. Bagawaya amada Moshe, so the map is Gabby.
They never love, never love, never love poor Marco. They never love, never love, never love poor Marco.
Him own bread, tell him he rise and be. He went like all Judas, he went crying. And they didn't know there'll be time like this. And now the human race is in such a squeeze. Men like Bagawaya should be burned in fire, fire. And woman like Mother Moshe should be stoned like Jezebel.
They never love, never love, never love poor Marco. Them give when, them give when, them give when they rise and be.
It was she and Bagawaya who gave away Gabby. And that's why they are nowhere around today.
They never love, never love, never love poor Marco. And be where them, be where them, be where they rise and be.
Bagawaya amada Moshe, so Marcus Gabby. Men like Bagawaya should be burned in fire, fire. And woman like Mother Moshe should be stoned like Jezebel.
They never love, never love, never love for my boy.
Moshet and Bagawaya end up living nowhere. Bagawaya clothes were torn off like the stars in the sky.
They never love, never love, never love for Marco.
They never love for Marcus. Johnny Clarky. For tribute to Marcus Garvey.
Never love, never love, never love for
je vous rappelle quand même, on célèbre The Black History Month et on rend hommage pour l'occasion à Marcus Garvey. Burning Spear Again. Old Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey, no one remembers pull Marcus Garvey. No one remembers pull Marcus Garvey. No one remembers pull Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey né le 17 août 1887 à Sainte-Anne en Jamaïque. Mort le 10 juin 1940 à Londres, je vous rappelle encore une fois, c'est le fondateur de l'UNIA aux États-Unis. C'est le fondateur de la Black Star Liner. Un petit peu plus tard, ça sera le fondateur du World Negro, un journal qui était diffusé dans le monde entier. C'est lui qui a investi aussi dans des usines spécialement dédicacées à la communauté noire pour donner du travail et pour essayer de créer une économie parallèle à celle qui était imposée par le système d'alors. Hommage à Marcus Garvey. Old Marcus, the boys. De l'album Marcus Garvey, le morceau Old Marcus Garvey, en hommage, en tribute à Marcus Garvey. Je vous rappelle, ce soir on célèbre le Black History Month, all about Black History, all about true history. C'est encore une fois Mr. Burning Spear, Traveling.
We've been traveling more than 2,000 miles. Can't get no shady tree to race. Can't get no shady tree to race. The sun so red hot, hotter than hot. Let me tell you, this is the song we were singing, coming along, oh yes, coming along. This is the song we were singing, coming along, coming along.
Wapa to the wild, wapa to the wild, wapa to the wild, wapa to the wild, wapa to the wild.
We've been traveling,
wapa to the wild.
Traveling, Burning Spear, all about Black History. Do you remember, people, Black History? Burning Spear again. Do you remember the slavery days?
Do you remember the days of slavery? Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
pull it, we pull it. We must pull it with shackles around our necks. Believe me, and we sit so close. Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
My brother feels sad. Included my sisters too.
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Some of us survived.
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Showing them that we are still alive.
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
History can recall. History can recall.
The days of slavery, people. Remember your history.
Please remember.
Black Month History Celebration from the Cultural Vibe. Je vous rappelle, le mois de l'histoire noire, ça a été créé aux États-Unis en 1926. C'est célébré aux États-Unis, au Canada et en octobre en Angleterre. Dédicace à tous les massifs, on continue, Burning Spear again.
You take us away from Africa with your intention to steal our culture. The good for the boss by and say, humble yourselves, my little one. Humble yourselves, my children. Humble yourselves.
Vous reconnaissez le morceau Burning Spear, une fois, deux fois, Wadada People, en One Love pour tous les massifs.
Take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the boss by and say, humble yourselves, my little one. Humble yourselves, my children. Humble yourselves. Oh, my brother,
Wadada.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
Black,
white, blue.
Wadada people, burning spear. Pour le plaisir, on reste sur le redim. Morgan Heritage. Réadaptation du redim sur leur propre label HMG. Get on board, people, cultural vibes.
In this last revolution, get on board.
Morgan Heritage, get on board, people, in this Rasta Revolution, Black History Celebration. On continue avec Tony Rebel. All faith, people. Encore une fois, one love pour tous les massifs. All faith, Tony Rebel.
Turn around away, everyone may say them have them day, no matter the struggle and the trouble, one of the day me know that things have to come your way.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hold it, turn around away, everyone may say them have them day, so no matter about the struggle and the trouble, one of the day say that things have to come your way.
They go and get tough, the tough get going. If you want to rave, then me know you should be sowing more and more, and I bet you should be growing. Do something and you'll be stop complaining. To no one person, struggle it is not confined. Everyone them up, them up and them downtime. Behind the dark cloud, then you find silver line. So you feel make your little light just shine. Me tell you, say,
hold faith and run away. Everyone may say them have them day, no matter the struggle and the trouble, one of the day me know that things have to come your way.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hold faith and run away, cause everyone may say them have them day. So no matter about the struggle and the trouble, one of the day say that things have to come your way.
Come back, don't we are no paper soldier. Our forefather set foundation bow, yeah. Cannot be conquered, cause we come here for conquer. Doubtful question, me hope you get answer. Come out of your dream and you start visualize of the future paradise and nothing could arise. No be your blessing when them in a disguise. In other words, I am not tell you to be wise.
Hold faith and run away, Lord. Everyone may say them have them day, no matter
matter the struggle and the trouble, one of the day me know that things have to come your way.
Hold faith, people.
Hold faith and run away.
Mr. Tony Rebel, en bon conseil.
So no matter about the struggle and the trouble, one of the day say that things have to come your way.
Hello. What a da redeem, please. Encore une fois, on revient avec la reprise de Burning Spear.
Took us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture.
Johnny Clark.
Father passed by and said, humble yourself, my little one.
Jackie Edwards.
Myself, my children.
Invasion.
Oh, my brother, it is.
Un single 7 inch sur le label Jackpot. King Tubby's at the control. Wadada people.
Means love in Africa. Love universal in my interpretation. Wadada.
History celebration. Wadada people. Johnny Clark, Jackie Edward, dans les studios de King Tubby's. Remember, Marcus Garvey's chin. Et l'enseignement de Marcus Garvey, il est assez simple. C'est simplement connais-toi toi-même, apprends à te comprendre de telle manière que tu puisses te respecter toi-même, de telle manière que tu puisses respecter les autres, de telle manière que tu puisses t'aimer toi-même, de telle manière que tu puisses aimer les autres, de telle sorte que tout le monde puisse progresser. You see me, one love. Marcus Garvey, rest in peace. Wadada people, the boys.
Wadada, oh wadada. down in this valley, down in this valley of joy and of awe. Where is your love, Jamaica?
Tubby and the Aggrovators. Invasion Dubwise. Black History Month Celebration sur Cultural Vibe, c'est pas fini. Je vous ai parlé de Marcus Garvey à qui on a rendu hommage. Un petit peu plus tard, on va revenir sur Malcolm X. Et bien évidemment, faut pas oublier celui qui a été annoncé par Marcus Garvey, qui a initialement été annoncé par James Morris Webb en 1921, avec son célèbre « Regardez vers l'Afrique où un roi noir sera couronné qui mènera le peuple noir à sa délivrance ». Garvey se fera le messager de cette prophétie et il diffusera la parole aux quatre coins du monde. Et effectivement, il faudra attendre encore quelques années pour voir en Éthiopie le couronnement de Sa Majesté Haïlé Selassie, King of Kings.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, cause Jah.
Sur le label Zola & Zola, on revient avec Higgs High. King of Kings.
From your sleep and slumber, there's no apple in the sky. There is no white Jesus that will come to save I and I. The Jesus was a black man, Revelation tell no lie. Out of the tribe of Judah, to the Virgin Mary he came alive.
All about true history. X-High, une fois, deux fois. King of Kings.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Cause Jah
Rastafari is with I and I. Highly, 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 highly I.
From your sleep and slumber, there's no apple in the sky. There is no white Jesus that will come to save I and I. The Jesus was a black man, Revelation tell no lie. Out of the tribe of Judah, to the Virgin Mary he came alive. Him sat on the throne of King David. This man born in Ethiopia, out of King Solomon, Queen of Sheba. Christ returning his kingly character. In his kingly character. And Jah had sworn unto King David that out of his loins, according to the flesh, he shall rise Christ to sit upon his throne. Jah
Rastafari.
Over 72 nations bow before him when he was crowned King of Kings. The power of the Trinity, I said the ruler over all kings. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.
Arise, O nation, know that He is the Creator. For ever and for ever. And behold, He that ride the white horse, and upon His thigh was the bestia, and there was a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Rise from your sleep and slumber. There's no upper in the sky. There is no white Jesus that will come to say I and I. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Arise, O nation, know that He is the Creator. The Almighty God of creation. Jah Rastafari.
Haile Haile Selassie. Prophecy a fulfill. You don't know.
Set up yourself, man. Nabi Satan.
Johnny Clark. Prophecy a fulfill. Look to the east.
With a clean hands and a pure heart, they shall lead to Caesar. They shall lead to Caesar. They shall lead to Caesar. So set up yourself, youth man. Mind what you say nor doing. Old time people always said, see I'm blind, here and there. Was prophecy I fulfilled. You must see I'm blind, here and there. Was prophecy I fulfilled. Those who know well the right and still do well the wrong. It all got rough on them, it all got tough on them. It all got rough, it all got tough. It all got rough and tough in a Babylon. It all got rough, it all got tough. It all got rough and tough in a Babylon. So watch your step and don't take no step. Keep it cool and don't be no fool. Cause old time people say, see I'm blind. Was prophecy I fulfilled. You must see I'm blind. Here and there. Was prophecy I fulfilled. It all got rough. It all got tough. It all got rough and tough in a Babylon. It all got rough. It all got tough. It all got rough and tough in a Babylon.
Set up yourself, you man. Man, it's all rough. Now it's that time. You know, see, yes, I am. But no.
Those with a clean hands and a pure in heart, they shall lead to Caesar. They shall lead to Caesar. They shall lead to Caesar. So set up yourself, you man. Mind what you say nor do.
Set up yourself, youth man, cause prophecy a fulfill. Can't you see? Marcus Garvey teaching. Couronnement annoncé de Sa Majesté Haïlé Selassie, annoncé dès 1921. Nouvelle répandue à travers le monde, malgré les critiques, par Marcus Garvey. Nouvelle prophétique, prophétie accomplie, le 2 novembre 1930, couronnement de Sa Majesté Haïlé Selassie. Prophétie à fulfill, Marcus Garvey tribute once again.
Mawi, ikuti aku.
Gun.
Vous l'entendez, encore une fois, les discours de Marcus Garvey avec le chant de Yami Bolo, production Sky High and the Mau Mau. Marcus Garvey chant.
Alexandria gave the light of civilization to this world. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands unto God, and princes shall come out of Egypt. Because classes, nations, races have been quite white for over four centuries. Who was merely born of youth in self-humiliation, whose forbearance can only be compared to the prophet Job, has likewise lifted his bowed head and raised it up to God's cast and cried out, I am a man, and demand a man's chance and a man's treatment in this world. I shall teach the black man, I shall teach the black man to see beauty in his own kind and stop bleaching his skin and otherwise looking like what he's not.
African freedom, African freedom.
And ownership of the world, and you have been so darned lazy that you've allowed the other fellow to run away with the whole world, and now he's bluffing you and telling you that the world belongs to him and that you have no part in it. I don't have to apologize to anybody for being black, because God Almighty knew exactly what he was doing when he made me black. If black people knew their glorious past, then they would be more inclined to respect themselves. Yes, you heard of Johnny Walker Red and black. Well, he had his adversity, but he's still going strong. Well, I intend with your help and God's grace to continue, because my work has only just begun. And future generations shall have in their hands the guide by which they shall know the sins of the 20th century. I know, and I know you too believe in time, but we shall wait patiently for 200 years, if need be, to face our enemies through our posterity. When my enemies are satisfied, in life I shall come back, or in death, even to serve you as I served before. In life I shall be the same, in death I shall be a terror to the foe. Come in an earthquake or a plague or a pestilence or a God would have me, then be assured that I shall never desert you and make your enemies triumph over you. Will I not go to hell a million times for you? If I die in Atlanta, my work will only just then begin. For I shall live in the physical or the spiritual to see the day of Africa's glory. When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up with God's grace and blessing. To lead the millions of the heights and the triumph, but you well know. Look for me in a world when there is storm. Look for me all around you. For with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa, to aid you with the fight for liberty, freedom, and life.
of the universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You raise a cowards, you raise of imbeciles, you raise a good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die.
Tiré de la compilation Marcus Garvey Chant Words and Sound, produit par Sky High and the Mau Mau, avec l'apparition de Yami Bolo sur des discours de Marcus Garvey. Toujours en hommage donc à Marcus Garvey. Je vous propose de continuer toujours sur la compilation Sky High and the Momo, Marcus Garvey Chant. Cette fois-ci, on revient avec la version qui compile uniquement des extraits de discours de Marcus Garvey.
God's grace to continue, because my work has only just begun. And future generations shall have in their hands the guide by which they shall know the sins of the 20th century. I know, and I know you too believe in time, but we shall wait patiently for 200 years if need be to face our enemies through our posterity. When my enemies are satisfied, in life I shall come back, or in death even to serve you as I served before. In life I shall be the same, in death I shall be a terror to the world.
Marcus Garvey par Sky High and the Momo en compagnie de Yami Bolo. On rend toujours hommage à Marcus Garvey et encore une fois on revient avec celui qui a sans doute rendu le plus d'hommage dans le reggae music à Marcus Garvey. C'est l'original Burning Spear. Again. Old Boy Marcus. Burning Spear.
Them no know him. Them no know him. And them no know him. Them no know him. I'm Mr. Gavin. Them no know Mr. Gavin. And them no know him. Them no know him. And them no know him. First four runner from Jamaica. The first
by His Majesty to destroy the wicked city and His way feels so thirsty. He slapped by the soul, Delilah, Delilah.
Don't know him. Marcus Garvey tribute, Burning Spear from the Cultural Vibes.
In no one,
hey.
No confidence.
Et on continue toujours en tribute à Marcus Garvey. Remember him.
Everything them say them want, so them they sell you out for simple wants. Remember Marcus, Messiah, Garvey. Alright, them sell him out for rice and beans, cause them a belly lick, belly lick.
Marcus Garvey tribute. Remember Marcus Garvey. All about Black History. Je vous rappelle, on célèbre le Black History Month sur Cultural Vibes. Black History Month, ça vient de la Negro Week, créée en 1926, donc aux États-Unis, et qui visait à mettre en valeur un petit peu le mouvement pour l'émancipation des Noirs aux États-Unis et de manière plus générale pour l'émancipation de tous les Noirs qui ont été exportés d'Afrique à travers le monde. C'est pour ça qu'on s'attarde plus particulièrement sur Marcus Garvey, qui est un des fondateurs de cette mouvance aux États-Unis. Et plus largement, qu'on va s'attarder sur deux autres acteurs de la mouvance pour l'émancipation des Noirs aux États-Unis. Tout de suite, on va revenir en hommage, en tribute, cette fois-ci à Malcolm X. Malcolm X qui nous quittait un 21 février. So, hommage à Malcolm X à partir de tout de suite et maintenant.